always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show here at 101.9, 94.1 News Talk STL. It is Friday, May the 24th, 2024. It is 4:06 in the p.m. Central Daylight Time. Thanks for joining us as we head into a very blessed Memorial Day weekend. Hope you have a very safe, happy, and healthy weekend with your family and friends. Take a moment to pause and reflect on this somber holiday, and the actual reason for it is not mattress sales and barbecues. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in today's speaker stump speech. Chris, we have had to report some very sad news relating to a Missouri state representative today, and that news was broken this morning on the Mike Ferguson in the Morning Show. It's been repeated throughout the day. It has now officially hit the national wires. There is a story up at Fox News, and I'm sure at the other publications.
The Wall Street Journal has an article on it as well.
American missionary couple killed in Haiti, agency says. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker said his daughter Natalie Lloyd and her husband Davey were killed while serving as missionaries doing the Lord's work in Haiti. I'm very broken up and distraught over this. Ben Baker is a very close friend. He is a really good man. He's an excellent legislator. He's a great human being. He's a dad. He's the husband of four daughters. He is the father of four daughters. He has unfortunately lost one of those daughters due to the raging violence in the island nation of Haiti.
Yeah, tragic news today out of Haiti. As we know, Haiti is a country that is lawless right now. The president was overthrown or assassinated a few years ago. There has been a vacuum there without leadership. And now Haiti is basically being ran by a bunch of armed gangs. Apparently, one of these gangs took the lives of Representative Baker's daughter and his son-in-law, who are missionaries in Haiti. I was not really aware of Representative Baker, Tim, until this session. He sponsored SJR 78, the non-citizen voting amendment that will be on the ballot in November. So that was my first real exposure to him. But, you know, he said it today on his Facebook page. He said, quote, "My heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. I've never felt this kind of pain. Most of you know my daughter and son-in-law, Davey and Natalie Lloyd, are full-time missionaries in Haiti. They were attacked by gangs this evening, and both were killed."
If you go to Representative Baker's Facebook page, he has put up some beautiful pictures of his now late daughter and son-in-law. There is a GoFundMe page that's set up. I'm going to try to find the details on that. Chris, I'm really happy to report that, you know, this is one of those things that people are not politicizing because you really can't. No. You're talking about a lawless nation where children are literally dying of starvation, and wonderful, courageous, you know, God-fearing people like these folks are there as missionaries trying to do something to save humanity. I'm happy to report that on this GoFundMe page, I have seen both well-known hardcore conservative Republicans and well-known liberal progressive Democrats coming together and giving money to pay for the related expenses that will cost to bring their bodies back home and for an appropriate ceremony.
And you know, Tim, this occasion or this instance brings up the age-old philosophical question that man has asked since the beginning of time of why do certain events happen? Why does a young missionary couple trying to do the Lord's work in Haiti, who have their entire lives in front of them, they're trying to show these people the right way to eternity, trying to give them a Christian life, teach them about Christianity, and they are senselessly murdered? And it's one of those questions where you just ask, why? And why, God, would you allow someone that's doing your work, your will, why would you allow this to happen to them? I'm not blaming God, because of course he knows all the answers, and we'll find that answer on the other side of heaven. But this is one of those questions where you ask why.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Chris, because I know you're very good when it comes to discussing those types of subjects. So guess what? Our next guest at 425, he probably didn't expect that we would talk about this today, but it is one of the biggest news stories of the day. And he's a fellow that I know will have no fear discussing these issues. Eric Swanson from Newsteaders is going to join us in studios. We're going to talk about Newsteaders and all the wonderful things at Newsteaders that you can get for your special loved ones. But, you know, Eric is also a strong believer and a strong Christian. And I'm not going to say Eric's older than you and I, but he's definitely wiser. And he's the kind of guy that will engage with us on this kind of conversation, because I've been struggling. I've been struggling with that today. I'm like, why do these things happen? Well, they happen because they're God's plan. Okay, I understand that, but I don't know that it doesn't do it for me. You know, I need to hear more. And, you know, man, God does not create tragedy, sorrow, and loss. Human beings do.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris, this goes to the point that you and I always bring up whenever the left is trying to make something out of a gun violence situation. We say it's not the instrumentality. Mm-hmm. You have to ask yourself, why has the human being gotten this hate in their heart? Yes. What has happened to them to turn away from God, from Christ, from whatever you believe in? Why have you become inhuman? And we have those conversations all the time. And I think this case proves that point. It has nothing to do with anybody's Second Amendment rights or the government taken away from them. There is senseless violence going on in Haiti right now. What can we do to stop it? And how do we call upon our faith in a situation like this? Words are hard to come by when discussing something about this. You're a father of a daughter. I'm a father of two daughters. Immediately when I thought of this morning, I thought it was a reaction. It was like, where are my daughters? What are they doing? Are they okay? You know? Mm-hmm. And so everybody out there, look, horrible situations, unfortunately, in this world right now can happen 5 miles away in North St. Louis here where we are. And they can happen in Haiti, and they can happen everywhere else on the planet. And I think we need to start asking ourselves, why is there so much violence in Haiti? We have advanced as a human race in so many ways, but yet we haven't.
Yeah. And one thing we should mention also, too, the loss of David Lloyd and Natalie Lloyd. Also, the founder of the mission that they worked for, he was murdered as well. So three innocent people there in Haiti trying to make the lives better for the folks there trying to bring them the gospel were murdered. According to the reports that I read in the Wall Street Journal, it was three truckloads of gang members came upon their mission and just basically just ambushed them and killed them in cold blood.
Mm-hmm. And it's the age-old question, anytime senseless violence affects you or your family. I think this is, I'm not sure what the right word is for it. This is maybe a bit inauspicious that this has happened as we're entering a holiday weekend where we also remember the millions of Americans who have given their lives and sacrificed for this country. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's not just honoring veterans. It's honoring veterans who have given the ultimate. And man, is that a gift to the rest of us as well?
Can we lighten it up here for
a
sec? You mentioned my daughter a few moments ago. Today just so happens to be her birthday. She is 30 years old today. And I want to mention my two colleagues in studio with me, Tim Jones and Joey V. Their birthdays are tomorrow, even though they're decades apart in age. But their birthdays are the same day tomorrow, May 25th. So I want to acknowledge it today, since we will not be here tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Chris. Which one of us is older, Joey, this year?
I know Chris is old enough to be our dad.
Wow.
Maybe yours.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Chris. Yes. And happy birthday to your wonderful daughter. My daughter's birthday. Look at all these birthdays. My daughter's birthday was Monday. Yours is today. Joey and I are tomorrow. Chris, you will celebrate your birthday next week.
Next Thursday will
Tons
be my birthday. And then probably about 2 or 3 years after that, my birthday will be on Memorial once again, about every 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is on Memorial. And for those who are in a useless political trivia night somewhere,
yes,
you may have this question.
Okay.
The original Memorial Day before all holidays were put on Monday was May 30th. So I was born on the original Memorial Day. So that may win you some money in a church bingo game.
That's pretty special.
Yeah.
That's pretty special. I'm going to talk a little bit about Memorial Day, like I said, as part of the speaker stump speech today at 5:07. Eric Swanson in from Newsteaders in studio. We're going to talk about Father's Day gift ideas. We're going to talk about all the other little weighty subjects we mentioned. Talk about the economy overall. Eric said, Katie bar the door. He said, let's get as much as we can get into when we speak with him at 4:25.
No ties this Father's Day.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. You can get a lot nicer stuff at Newsteaders, and it will not break the bank. There you go. Chris's Corner will be today, of course, at 4:45. Chris, how are you going to take us into the weekend?
I'm going to take us into the weekend. Since we have a loaded show today with guests, we're not going to get to much of the headlines, the big stories of the day. So I'm going to go over a few of the big headlines that we probably won't be able to get to.
Excellent.
In Chris's Corner at 4:45.
I think that's a perfect time to do all that. Speaker stump speech at 5:07. Dr. Aaron Hedlund, Chief Economist at the Show Me Institute. Boy, yeah, speaking of headlines, Chris, we've got a lot of inflationary data, Bidenomics continuing to wreck the middle class. I think I posted about 10 stories over the last 2 days about how Bidenomics is not working. You notice how they're not talking about it? Chris, they've shifted back to the old reliables of saving democracy while Joe Biden destroys it. And of course, reproductive justice. Yeah. I guess that's what they're going to run on this year, because, Chris, they can't run on anything else that they've done to the country the last 3.5 years.
And the unfortunate thing for the Biden administration, that if it wasn't for high inflation and people feeling that prices have not come down at all since the pandemic, they would have a pretty good economic record to run on, Tim. The economy is doing pretty good. That's why the Fed won't raise interest rates, because the economy is doing much better than lower interest rates, because the economy is doing much better than expected. Have some economic numbers that look pretty good. I'm going to go over with Dr. Hedlund. But that stubborn inflation is making people feel that nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's because of the core of Bidenomics. The core of Bidenomics, folks, was dumping trillions of printed and borrowed dollars into the system. Chris, they want to do more of it. Biden wants to spend more money next year, so he will make it worse. I think the economy is doing better, not because of Joe Biden, but in spite of Joe Biden, because we always, as Americans, we always bounce back from a recession. And can you imagine if somebody like Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, even George W. Bush was in office, we'd probably be doing even better right now, and we might not have these inflationary pressures.
Well, just think about it, Tim, where the economy was before the pandemic hit. We were in record territory when it came to unemployment for different demographics, when it came to American jobs coming back to America, our manufacturing capacity was rising. We also had the statistic that blue-collar jobs were rising faster than white-collar jobs in terms of their wages. And the pandemic, of course, just put a big stop on the economy and stopped all that. But the economy was going bang gangbusters before the pandemic. And I think what we're seeing here is leftovers from the Trump economy still doing well, even though Biden and his people are doing everything that they can to try to stop the progress.
So we're going to arm you with all the data you need to know, because Dr. Hedlund's going to talk to us about vibes versus reality. He's going to, while you're at your barbecues and your birthday parties and your graduation events, you know, when your favorite liberal cousin comes up to you and tells you about how much he hates Trump, you can push back with actual data and facts. We're going to arm you with that at 5:25, Dr. Aaron Hedlund.
You should just hit your kid him in the head with a with a rib or with a plate of potato salad. You don't have to give him facts. Just hit him in the head with a paper plate with some potato salad.
Potato salad sounds good.
That would be pretty gross. That's all they need, Tim.
Chris, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 candidates running in the Republican primary for governor.
Really?
There's 9 on file.
Okay.
There's 9 on file.
Okay, because I was like, where are the other 3 or 4 come from?
You often hear on this station from Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, Senator Bill Igel. We often talk about Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be joined, Chris, by a guy who's been in studio with us before, Chris Wright. He's swinging through town. He asked if he could stop by again. Chris, the primary, when we come back next week, it'll be May 27th. We will be about 9 weeks away from the primary in the state of Missouri. August the 6th. Tuesday, August. Circle that on your calendar, folks. That's where the rubber's going to meet the road.
Yeah, it's going to be full sprint. And for those that are involved in campaigns, get you some good walking shoes on, because you're going to be in a lot of parades, especially around the 4th of July, and you're going to be knocking a lot of doors for that 9-week final sprint.
I just ran into a bunch of candidates today, Chris, and incumbents who are running for re-election, and some of their workers. You know what they all looked like? They all looked thinner today.
Oh, yeah.
I said, what have you all been doing? They said, we've been knocking doors all last week.
Just wait till that summer hits.
Yeah.
When it's 90 degrees and you're out doing it, you will lose even more weight.
Everybody's going to be slim and trim. Hey, so there you go. There's a gigantic lineup. Eric Swanson from Neustedter is going to be joining us. Neustedter's Fine Jewelers is going to be joining us in studio in just a momento after our quick break we're going to have in a second. Chris's Corner at 4:45 with the headlines of the day. Speaker stump speech, the reason for the season as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. 5:25, Dr. Aaron Hedlund with all the economic data you need to know, and candidate for governor Chris Wright as well. Before we go to break, Chris, I want to point out that if anybody is watching on Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or online, they can see that you are modeling some of the newest News Talk STL Nation fashion wear.
Yes.
Got that new red collared shirt on.
Can we tell yet where you can get these, or is that still secret?
I'm not sure.
I wasn't for sure.
Is Joey selling them on the side out of a truck?
Why not say it? You know, who cares?
These, if you're watching.
We've got a great partnership.
If you're watching on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
Here,
yeah. You can say.
I have a News Talk STL polo golf shirt on, and these shirts will be exclusive at Sugar Creek Golf Course. That's where you'll be able to pick these up. And I thought I would model mine today. And very nice, comfortable. This is a nice shirt for golfing, Tim.
It is.
You can tell that it's light. It's airy, so when it's really hot out on that August day you're out golfing, you won't feel all hot. So News Talk STL golf shirts, I love them. Sugar Creek
golf course.
And
right.
I think
Dwayne's going to be in studio
with us next week, I think.
I love the right-wing Republican red there you got on. And that white lettering pops.
Yeah,
it really pops. So, you can go to Sugar Creek. Take your friends to Sugar Creek this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I think tomorrow we're going to have beautiful weather. Sunday might be a little stormy, but then Monday looks spectacular, as does next week. Golfing season is in full swing.
And you know what, Tim? When I take my wife out to the ballpark for a game, guess which shirt I'm probably going to be sporting now.
This is Cardinal Red.
So, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Cards Cubs series in town this week, and I'm actually going for my birthday tomorrow. I'm going to be taking the family, so maybe I'll see you there. I understand U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt is going to be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow night.
So you've had that honor as well, haven't you?
I've done that before, and the senator will have no problem because he's really tall, so he'll be able to throw that ball to home plate without a problemo.
All right, Tim, tell us here in the few seconds we have before a break, how nervous were you when you did the first pitch?
Extremely.
That you were going to bounce that sucker up to home plate.
Extremely. I was terrified. You don't think that, what is the distance, Joey, officially?
Feet.
Is it 90 feet?
90 feet.
I forget, but Chris would know.
Yeah.
90 feet.
Well, you don't think that 90 feet's that far until you're standing in a bowl with a giant stadium around you, and you're looking at the little tiny plate 90 feet away.
And you've got your daughters and wife next to you, so you don't want to.
And Fred Bird.
Fred Bird's
there making fun of you, you know? And so I made sure. It wasn't a great pitch. It was kind of a sinker. I threw it. I'm vertically challenged. All right. And so I threw it really high.
Yeah.
I threw it really high so it would make it.
Yeah, as long as you don't bounce it, that's what counts.
It made it to the plate. And the young man who caught it, was one of the outfielders. I'll think of his name in a minute. He came out and we talked for a while. Mm-hmm. He was such a nice guy. He was from Southern California.
That's one of my bucket list items. Yeah. I would love to do that one day. Throw out the first pitch.
You know what?
And maybe sing the national anthem.
My cousin.
I'm joking.
Do you want to sing the national anthem?
You know what? I'd do it.
You and I just can do it together.
All right, just to say I've done it. And sing the national anthem in front of 50,000 people. Yeah, I'd do it.
Hey, I have a cousin that works for the Cards, so we'll work on that first pitch thing for you.
What about the national anthem?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure who's in charge of that.
I'll send them an audition tape.
All right, we got to get to a break. It's 4:24. As you can tell, we're going to have a good time, and we're going to talk about some serious stuff as well this weekend. We'll make sure we pick it up throughout the show to help head you into your holiday. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Eric Swanson from Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. We're going to talk about jewelry and the world. How about that for a teaser? Next on the Tim Jones and Chris Harb Show, 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Everybody has been privy to Harrison Butker's commencement speech. I'll let you start. You know Harrison.
He is every bit of a great person and a great teammate. He's treated friends and family that I've introduced to him with nothing but respect and kindness. And that's how he treats everyone. When it comes down to his views and what he said at the St. Benedict's commencement speech, those are his. I can't say I agree with the majority of it outside of just him loving his family and his kids.
And welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We are joined next, Chris and I and Joey R, by Eric Swanson of Neustadter's Fine Jewelers, which has been our neighborhood jewelry store here in the St. Louis region since 1961. We're going to talk about Neustadter's and everything they have to offer ahead of Father's Day, graduation gifts, birthday parties, all kinds of stuff, of course, happening this summer. I want to first welcome Eric back to the program. Thanks for joining us in
Thank
studio
you.
Today.
Thank you. Welcome.
Always a privilege being here with you guys. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, great to see you. So let's start off with some of the weighty stuff, Eric. You probably heard us out in our lovely, overly ostentatious green room talking about some of the weightiest questions we ask ourselves in life. You know, I think pretty sure everybody in this room, and we've shared this with our audience over the years, we've all suffered some sort of tragic loss, some sort of pain. And this is a painful situation we've had to talk about today. Representative Ben Baker is from deep southwest Missouri, Neosho, Missouri, but I know him extremely well. I was distraught this morning when I found this out. He has a lovely family, wonderful wife, four beautiful daughters. He's lost one of those. They're literally doing the Lord's work in Haiti. And knowing what I know about you and Richard and your strong belief system, it's okay for us to question why in the world does this happen. But how do we answer these questions? What do we say in a for us who are Christians when these folks are called home and we're not ready to let them go?
Amen. That's one of the most difficult things to answer. Why do bad things happen to good people? Mm-hmm. And you said the big part of it was they were literally doing the Lord's work. And the ones that are going to have the biggest positive impact in the world are the ones that the enemy's going to go after first.
Mm.
So if you're more likely to have a positive influence on a large group of people, you're going to come under heavy attack. Satan doesn't worry about the ones he's already got. That's not comfort to the grieving family. That's probably the most unnatural thing on the planet is for a parent to have to bury a child. Mm-hmm. That's just never supposed to happen. But you said a big part of it also. You know they went home to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any comfort that can be taken there, it would be knowing where they are now.
Yes.
And that's helpful.
The difficult thing for those that are remaining in Haiti, and they know how dangerous the situation is, what do you do? Do you stay? Because you've made a commitment to the Lord, you've made a commitment to these people to try to give them a better life, show them the right path, or do you abandon them? Some would feel that and go home.
I think the fear is always a real factor to deal with, mm-hmm. but for these people, they've made a commitment, and because they've just lost two of their family and extended family, they've lost two of their own down there, I think that's going to really strengthen their resolve.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to feel like they made that ultimate sacrifice. For us to leave now would be not keeping them their memory in its proper perspective.
Eric, let's segue into, you know, how faith as a foundation dovetails with business. I know this, but let's tell the listeners, how important is that for you all at Neustadter's Fine Jewelers, you know, to have a good faith foundation as part of your actual business model? And doesn't that help guide how you treat your clients and customers?
Absolutely. We've got a sign over our front door that said, God is welcome here. And I look at that every day and I think, thank you, Lord, for putting me in a business where it's okay for us to have that above there. And pretty much everything else, we start off the day with prayer. We ask for forgiveness and we really try to include all of those precepts into how we deal with people on a day-to-day basis. And it's not just about customers and jewelry. A lot of it's about developing relationships with these people. They truly are friends. We have people who come in just because they need prayer for one situation or another. We had a customer come in one day and say, this isn't really a jewelry store. It's just a cover for the Lord. And I thought, what a great compliment. I couldn't have said it any better myself. But we do. We like to have that thought always in our hearts and minds so that we can treat people. I like what was said about Harrison Butker. He treats everybody with respect, dignity, and that's what we try and do with the people that walk through the door. We try and treat them like family and friends and children of God, which most of them
are. And just one quick follow-up. Because of the business you're in, people are coming into your store to figure out how to create some sort of actual physical sign of love for the people that they love, right? They're coming to you to put that into a thing, right?
Yes.
And you help put that into that as well.
You know, it's really funny because a lot of the times I'm looking at what they've got. We can take older jewelry, you know, grandmas, moms, uncles, and they're like, I want to put something together for myself to remember them by.
Hmm.
And we'll start talking, and something that they say in the conversation will just lead me in a certain direction. And I just look at the sky and say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. And I relay it to people and they're like, you know, that's good. I never thought about that. But it is, initially I thought it'd be difficult turning that emotional, sentimental attachment into something that can be worn. But after doing it for decades, yes, I'm that old, it becomes a little easier because I'm not there just to sell jewelry. I'm really there to get to know these people on a personal level.
Wonderful.
We came in with that clip with Travis Kelce explaining that he may not agree with everything that his teammates said, but he has the right to do that. The NFL commissioner came out with a statement yesterday. He said, we have over 3,000 players. We have executives around the league. They have diversity of opinions and thoughts, just like America does. That's something we treasure. So it seems like the NFL has seen this blowback, and they're trying to bring it back a little bit. How much do you guys think that Travis Kelce's statement is not so much he supports his teammate, but he also realizes that they've got a good team here. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls. Teams are about gelling and cohesiveness, and you don't want any disruption in the locker room. How much do you think this is really about not having team disruption? I do heartily disagree with what this guy says.
What I'm thinking is he's running for cover right now. They don't want to throw a hand grenade in what's a very successful moneymaker. And I'm sure that's the prime directive on everyone in the administrative end. It's all about the money, folks. Mm. And if the team comes apart at the seams, nobody makes any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the NFL has already had its fair share of black eyes for things that it probably did and said that it shouldn't have done.
We're speaking to Eric Swanson of Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. Folks, you can find him online 24/7 at wowdiamonds.com because that's how awesome their diamonds are. Let's talk a little bit about money, business, the jewelry business. It's been a challenging 3.5 years, coincidentally, that's how long Joe Biden's been in office. It's been a challenging 3.5 years, Eric, for most people in America. The uber rich and the uber poor who have the social safety net, maybe their lives haven't changed as much, but boy, that massive middle of America has really felt the squeeze at the grocery store, at the gas tank. And I'm wondering, how has that affected the jewelry business? Of course, because you're dealing in items, and I always tell people, look, at Neustedter's, they'll work with your budget. Fine jewelry does not mean, you know, really high prices. And so you'll work with any budget. But I think when jewelry is thought about, it's more of a higher end, maybe a luxury item. Doesn't have to be. But how has this affected your business over the last few years? And what have you done to kind of deal with all that?
I think part of the fine jewelry business, they hear the word fine and they think thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. We have pieces that are stunning that start out at $100, $200, $300.
Mm.
People walk in and that's part of it. It's not just wow diamonds. It's wow everything. So we can fit a budget, but people are looking for, they aren't looking for something disposable just to buy and give somebody a package. They're looking for something with some meaning that's going to last and that's beautiful. And we can fill those little quality niches no matter what it is you're looking for. So it's actually not hurt our business as much as a lot of other businesses. People have cut back, but we're grateful to see part of our business has been growing. So we're seeing a lot of new customers just because people check out our Google reviews and they see it's all 5-star and there's a paragraph. It's not just a 5-star review. It's, we love these people because, and then they just go on. So when people see that, they know that they can trust us. We've been there for 60 plus years. It's all family, and we love the family-owned atmosphere, and people just can feel that when they walk in. There's no pressure.
Mm-hmm. Eric, I was in Newsteaders back on Valentine's Day picking up some gold earrings for my wife there, and I noticed there at the store you had a fine collection of Frank Sinatra-inspired Bulova watches. Frank Sinatra is one of my all-time favorite entertainers. One, because of what he did for Sammy Davis Jr. He would, if he was at a hotel and Sammy Davis Jr. couldn't stay there, he would not perform there. And I also love Frank Sinatra for what he did for Billie Holiday when her license to perform was suspended because she got a heroin addiction. And Frank says, I'm not performing in New York unless you restore her license. So I have all respect for Frank Sinatra. Talk about these Bulova watches that you have.
He was really a class act.
Oh, yeah.
In every sense of the word. A wonderful humanitarian gentleman. Mm. He collected Bulova watches. He had over 35 in his collection.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Wow.
They sponsored his variety show in the 50s. Okay. There's a big picture of him underneath the marquee that says Bulova sponsoring Frank Sinatra's variety show. And, I don't know, 10 years or so ago, his estate was approached by Bulova, and they said, can we reintroduce a line of watches that were basically repros of what your dad wore.
They're old school looking.
It's old school looking. It's 40s, 50s, and they're just absolutely beautiful. Each one of them is the name of a song, and it comes in a little box with the record player in the box, which is really cool. And then it's got a picture of Frank on the front of the box. I really enjoy the box sometimes almost as much as I do the watch inside of it. But the watches start out at $450 and going up from there.
Are there any left? Because we're coming up on Father's Day. I'm sure those things are flying out the store.
They're going quickly. Fortunately, I saw this coming, and we've got a wonderful group in stock, again, in all of those price points. So we're well stocked on those and quite a few other watches. If you're not a crazy Frank fan, we've got Bulova's whole line.
Okay.
And all kinds of things to fit every budget there for Father's Day, for graduation. And we got a whole bunch of wonderful things for graduation gifts.
Eric, I was thinking about this the other day, and everything you just said is why Newsteaders is so awesome. The family, the multi-generational aspect, the fact that you guys have you literally outlived big box stores and you're still here 60 plus years and counting. One of the things you do, which I think is so magnificent for us guys, like guys walk into a jewelry store and those of us who are not familiar, we're like, where do we begin? What do we get? I don't even know. You have this system where we can have our loved ones, our wives, our spouses, whoever, come in with us and they can create a list, right?
Yes, sir.
And they can make that and then it's on file. And then all Chris and I need to do the next time there's a birthday party, an anniversary, or a whatever, we walk in, we go, okay, what's the second thing down?
Yeah. Right.
And also, Tim, too, when you walk in, you're also like, oh my God, how much money am I going to spend? Am I going to have to put a second mortgage out on the house? That's another thought that you have when
you guys take care of all that for us delinquents, right?
It's called a wish list because the ladies and sometimes daughters or whoever, they'll come in, they'll pick out three or four things, and I'll say, do yourself a favor, pick out a couple that are more reasonable, and then go up a couple of steps in price range. That way, you're covered. You know you're going to get something you like, but you could also pick out something that you know can be affordable.
Right.
So it does. It makes the whole thing easy, and the guys love it. It's just a no-brainer for us.
That's fantastic.
My final question, where's the better half today? We expected to see her with you last time.
We had a real busy day today. Okay. So the young, beautiful part of the duo is not present currently. So I apologize for that. I will bring her back in at some point so she can grace the presence. I love being here with you guys. This is wonderful. And we live in truly trying times now. That situation in Haiti is not new. That's been going on since the earthquake hit and the Clinton Foundation supposedly went in to help those people. And it's never really gotten any better. It's Satan's playground right now, which is horrific.
Really is.
And they're beautiful people. The Haitians are beautiful people. Yeah. It's just when you remove the moral and ethical fiber from society, it decays. It's like the book Lord of the Flies. I don't know if anybody still reads that, but
we read that in high school.
That's the kind of stuff they ought to be reading now.
It should be.
Because I mean, it basically lays out what happens when you take the Bible, morals, and ethics out of school. That's a problem.
And these are children, which shows you that this is humanity. It doesn't matter if you're old, young, middle-aged, whatever. You don't have any rules, no morals, everything. You're going to have complete anarchy.
Anarchy, absolutely.
Eric, as we wrap up here, and the time always goes so fast, but folks, this is what you get when you go to Newsteaders. You can talk politics. You can talk religion. You can just talk jewelry if you want to just talk jewelry. You're going to have a multi-generational family there to talk to. So if you don't like Eric, you can talk to Richard. If you don't like Richard, you can talk to somebody else. You know, you guys got a whole crew in there. Everybody is so friendly, warm, and inviting. And that's why people go back, and that's why you have all those five-star reviews. You're 24/7 at wowdiamonds.com. As we wrap up this segment, what else do people need to know about what's going on at Neustadter's Fine Jewelers as we speak?
Well, with what's coming up with Father's Day, graduation and stuff, it's not too late. We've got catalogs full of things just for guys. You can come in and place an order. We can get things in a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So if we don't have what you want, if you work ahead of the curve a little bit, all options are on the table.
That's and fantastic. I can attest to that. You guys didn't have the exact piece that my wife wanted, but the next day you guys got it in. So.
Yeah, and sometimes we can do the next day thing, and that's always beautiful.
Mm-hmm. 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 Folks, I really encourage you to go to Neustadter's. They care as much about you and your family as about the stuff that they are hoping that you purchase. It's a really great experience. The care is there from the beginning to well after the sale, and you're going to make some new friends along the way. They're located right in the heart of the county of St. Louis, 2961 Daugherty Ferry Road. And of course, like I said, wowdiamonds.com. That's where you find Neustadter's Fine Jewelers, wowdiamonds.com. They got everything and more. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
This was a real pleasure. Thanks for helping get the show started off right.
All right. My pleasure. It's always a privilege. Right. God bless.
We will see you again soon. God bless you, too, as well. All right, Chris. Well, we started off the show in fine fashion.
We did.
We're going to come back and continue to roll through the biggest headlines of the day. Chris is going to have all of those as part of Chris's Corner. That's next up on the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show at 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Israeli military has retrieved the bodies of three more hostages killed during the October 7th attacks by Hamas militants. The military said the recovery was part of a special operation in northern Gaza, an area that has witnessed fierce fighting in recent days.
4:51 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. And before we go to Chris's Corner, Tim, I just want to say once again how great it was to have Eric Swanson from Neustadter's in the studio with us.
Good dude.
Always great to see him. And I hope he and his family have a great weekend and a great Memorial Day weekend. We heard the reports there that three more bodies were discovered by the IDF. I've got more on that and other headlines next on Chris's Corner.
Chris. And if you don't know, now you know.
And now, Chris's Corner.
According to reports, their bodies were rescued overnight during a joint IDF-ISA operation in Jabalia and brought back to Israel. The news comes less than a week after the IDF announced that it recovered the bodies of three other hostages who were also now believed to have been killed on October 7th. Sad news for there, but I'm glad that those families will get some closure. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed in a new law to allow some Arizona doctors to become temporarily licensed in the state to perform abortions.
Oh boy.
Licensed Arizona physicians who have performed an abortion in the last 2 years, Tim, can apply for a temporary California license, and if they qualify, hey, they can expedite it and get into them within 5 days.
Oh, yippee.
They'll be allowed to provide abortion care on only through November 30th, 2024. Well, we know that Mitch McConnell is stepping down from the leadership, and two gentlemen have stepped up, John Thune from North Dakota or South Dakota, and John Cornyn from Texas. But Tim, another senator has thrown his hat in the ring for leadership.
Oh.
He is Rick Scott. If you remember, Rick Scott ran against Mitch McConnell in the last election. Trump encouraged Scott to run against McConnell, if you remember that. This time, he does not have Donald Trump's backing. Trump is actually encouraging Senator Steve Daines, the current chair of the NRSC, to jump into the leadership race. So now we have three in that race. Tim, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced today that he is ready to halt the war in Ukraine with a negotiated ceasefire that recognizes the current battlefield lines. Four sources have told Reuters that. So Putin has basically said, I'll quit the war. Just let me have the territory that I have stolen. I got a good feeling that Zelensky and the Ukrainians are not going to go for that deal. Well, Tim, it's campaign season. We know the Democrats love to buy votes. We see Tashar Jones doing that here in St. Louis.
Yes.
Paying off people's rent, paying off people's license plate tags. Well, the White House announced a fresh wave of federal, state, and loan forgiveness plans yesterday morning. They will cancel up to $35,000 in debt for an estimated 160,000 students. Guess who these students are, Tim? Just take note of this. These students are public service workers. That's probably union, Democrats,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Teachers.
Nope, they're probably Democrats.
Nurses.
Okay.
Are they probably Democrats?
Sometimes.
And also law enforcement officials.
More unions.
Which are unions.
More unions.
Unions,
more unions.
President Biden there is using our money there to buy votes once again. And here's something you may not know, Tim. You know, it's summer's coming up in the summer driving season, and gasoline prices tend to rise during that period. We are in election year, and the last thing the Biden administration wants is high gas prices in the summer going into the election. Well, on Tuesday, Tim, the Biden administration announced they are releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve established after Superstorm Sunday. That's in a bid to lower prices this summer. The sale from stored sites in New Jersey and Maine will be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time. The approach will create a competitive bidding process that ensures gasoline can flow into local retailers ahead of the 4th of July holiday and sold at competitive prices. Tim, 100,000 barrels a day of gasoline. I'm no economist. I don't work in the oil and gas industry. This is not my expertise. But will 100,000 gallons of gasoline in a economy in a country as large as us really make a dent in that market?
I doubt it, but it'll sure waste more of our strategic petroleum reserves.
Exactly. And finally, as we talked about yesterday with Steve Bucci, the president of Kenya is in town for a state dinner. They had that state dinner last night. And guess what? They had a surprise guest showed up to the dinner.
Who was that?
It was President Obama. He was not on the guest list to show up to this dinner. Now, my conspiratorial mind tells me this. Okay. Remember when President Obama was president, that a lot of folks thought that he was born and raised in Kenya and his birth certificate. I can just hear the conspiracies now. President Obama, he showed up for the Kenyan president. That proves he is a Kenyan. He really was born in Kenya.
Better watch it. They're going to call you a birther.
Exactly. So expect to see a lot of controversy about that. And that is Chris's Corner. Tim, 507, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the reason for the season, why Memorial Day is such an important holiday.
Then we'll have at 524, Dr. Aaron Hudlin on the economic numbers this week. And at 544, candidate for governor of Missouri, Chris Wright, will be in studio with us. You listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.